Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, welcome. Okay, first, Spotify and Apple. And those listening on LinkedIn, can you hear us? Okay, we just want to make sure. We have been having some problems with our software. However, the good news is this. The good news is we think we have resolved it. We have our audio technician, content creator, Alex here, saying that we have cleared our cookies. What else did we do? We have changed our settings. We have what?
Extensions.
We have... We have turned off all of our Chrome extensions. What else have we done?
We're keeping our live broadcast from IG out of here.
We're moving our phones. Okay. Our phones have been moved.
What else did we do? We have changed our...
Okay. I think we good. Okay, Rodrigo said we all clear. Lori sounds good. And Martin's here. Maybe we'll hear some funny jokes from him.
Guys, so, who was that cell phone provider in like 2006 maybe actually. Wow, I'm getting old. And the whole campaign was, can you hear me now?
I think that was
T-Mobile. Can you hear me now? Remember. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. So hey, welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast with your host Tim and Christina Madden. We're glad that you can hear us today. And hey, if you don't know us, we help those in corporate America targeting six figures and multiple six figures, right? How to get the job, how to keep the job, and how to excel at the job. We are streaming over on LinkedIn now, so we are monitoring the chat. Thank you for saying that you can actually hear us. We appreciate that. We have a good topic for you today. But hey, what's wild? Hey, congratulations to all the ECU clients. We had
wow.
8 job offers that were accepted yesterday. We have a weekly wins call where, if you're on our programs, right, it shows who got the job, how they got it, how they interviewed, et cetera. So that was pretty cool. So congrats to all of those clients. I know, Christina, anything that you want to add on that before we get started on our topic today?
Wow. Well, I will tell you, so one of our clients had been making, had been really struggling with mindset. And I got an email about a week ago, sheer panic, was, you know, sending me a list of all the interviews and so scared and so worried. And that was just 6 days prior to like dream job offer. So I just can't stress enough that this stuff is uncomfortable all the way till the end. But if you're willing to go further than most people are before they quit, you can get a job offer.
Yeah. It's
man. Eight sounds like a low number considering we have thousands of people in the community, but it's like 8 per every few days.
Yeah. So one of the things I saw recently, which may help you if you're trying to level up in some aspect of your career, right, is think about the best version of yourself. We did this exercise a couple months ago where we said, hey, let's talk about the least successful version of yourself, write it down, and then, hey, all we need to do is flip it, right? But what I want to talk to you about today before we get started on topic, I recently saw, hey, the best version of yourself, what do they do every day? Do you think they get up early? Do you think that they make sure they take care of themselves? Do you think they make sure they eat the right food? What are all those things that the best version of yourself does every day? And when you write those down, like, why are you not doing those things, man? Why?
And even when you do start doing those things, then you start to question, wow, what more can I do? So there's always new layers to it. Like right now, I'm currently doing all of the things that I think the best version of myself does. But then if you really zoom out and look even closer, you realize where you're wasting time, where you could be directing your energy, and being able to identify areas of opportunity, which is exactly actually what we're going to talk about in terms of weaknesses. I had a client the other day in the Slack channel was like, no, it's not weaknesses. It's areas of opportunity for growth. And I'm like, yes, thank you. Like, that's exactly the angle that we're approaching this as today. But people this is an important conversation. Can I kick it off with the definition of weakness?
We can, but I just want to say one thing. Hey, if you fail at something, that's attempt one.
It's data.
You got to be ready to fail or you won't succeed. I think what happens before we get into it is they think that people out there that have like attained some level of success, that they're just like special and like unique and it's mysterious. And
well, yeah, I'll give you an example. When I used to attend like self-development seminars and I'd mm-hmm. be sitting in the audience and I could only afford the $50 ticket and I'm way in the nosebleeds and I'm watching these people and I think they're going to start sharing the big magic, you know, but really it would just came down to a few simple things, which are the things that Tim just said, which is your habits and what you're doing and who you're trying to become versus really staying focused on the outcome. And then of course, being brave enough to fail. I posted an Instagram reel yesterday mm-hmm. that said, I'm paraphrasing, I had it dialed in when I was making the reel, but it said, for most of us, the biggest danger is not that we set the aim so high that we don't hit the target, it's that we set the aim too low and then we actually reach for it. And the big problem with that is we don't even realize that that's the danger that you're in, that you're constantly reaching for targets too small. So you can already pretty much assume, I mean, the solution to that mindset is already assuming that you're thinking too small and anything you're targeting, go ahead and 10x what that target might be. But yeah, people think success is only for special people, unique people, rich people. You guys plug it in. What have you been told since you grew up, right? Like, you think it's just for this like elite group of people, but really it's actually the people that were willing to work really hard and talk about, well, for sure, the weaknesses.
Yeah. Well, that just goes to, and then we'll get started, just goes to one of my favorite quotes, because everyone who's winning feels like they're failing and they're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. The same thing. I just did it. I like to think I'm a winner. But every time me and Alex just yesterday, we put a lot of work into something and immediately I was so critical on myself. I was like, I don't like this. We need to move this. We need to do this. And do that, like immediately, like it's just, it's tough. So why we're saying that, if you're someone who's critical on yourself, good. That is a good thing. Okay. Because winners work hard and they still feel like they're being lazy. And then losers, right? Hardly do anything and wonder why they're not winning. So just remember that. And it's important as we go into weaknesses to let you know you got weaknesses, man. We don't care who you are. You got weaknesses and you got a lot of them. It's okay. Okay. You are not the only person out there who has three weaknesses of leadership in corporate America. Okay. Have you not seen some of the viral TikToks of some of the crazy stuff that CEOs have done to plummet that stock price so quick? Okay. So just remember, just going into this, because you think it's just you, right? When you go, you're like, oh man, all these weaknesses, and I hope they don't ask me this. You are not alone. There's a million things me and Christina need to fix, and we talk about it every day. So
I'm getting ready to blow your mind. All right. So
episode 132, what are your weaknesses? Because again, we know you got them. Go.
You guys want to know the craziest thing? Like, what really blows my mind is when I sit down and look at the definition of words. Now, whether or not that's how I might have defined a word, somewhere along the line, somebody's smart enough to be given granted access to the Webster's Dictionary, ChatGPT, and all that. I'm pulling up some definitions that I found, okay? So, and this is like, I read this and I was like, oh gosh. I was like, I'm really trying to avoid this stuff, okay? So, weakness is defined as a lack of strength, resilience, or power in a particular area, whether physical, mental, emotional, or functional. Now, stick with me here. It can refer to an individual's limitations or areas where they struggle compared to other strengths that they possess. Weaknesses can manifest in various contexts, including personal attributes, skills, or behaviors. Now, here are some key aspects to this. I had never thought about it this way, to be frank with you guys. I came into this podcast maybe.
Well, let's slow down. That was a lot of words for the audience. Let's slow down for a sec.
Okay.
Because you said without strength or resilience. Oh, man, what?
Okay.
You know, like, guys,
So we have physical weakness, we have mental weakness, we have emotional weakness, we have functional weakness, and personal weakness. Now, physical weakness, obviously, you might be thinking, okay, yeah, that's my physical body. But have you guys considered, like, am I a strong, viable human being? Like, if I needed to, could I pick up my toddler and run a mile? Can I functionally? We live in a physical world, okay? So we need to be considering, are we physically weak, okay? This is something I did not consider originally going into this podcast. So to some of you might be thinking, well, duh, Christina, but you have to be working on your physical strengths and weaknesses just like you would any other job skill or whatever. Mental weakness, difficulty in cognitive functions such as problem solving, decision making, concentrating, etc. Okay, we all can relate to that. Emotional weakness. This is the one I have been dedicated in the last 5 years of my life to overcoming, okay? Emotional weakness, which is a vulnerability to emotional stress, difficulty in managing emotions, or tendency to be easily overwhelmed by feelings. Okay, they must have been following me around when they created that dictionary or that definition, because that's what I struggle with most of my life. I wrote an entire book about it. It's not sitting out here, but The Fearless Executive, How to Manage Your Emotions, right? So if you are very vulnerable to emotional stress, you might have some emotional weakness. Let me cover these two, and then we're going to dive in further, okay? The last two, functional weakness. Now, this is where this might apply to your job, okay? Inability to perform specific tasks effectively due to lack of skills, experience, and resources. So maybe some of you are functionally weak in the job search, okay? Because you don't have the skills, experiences, resources that you need to get a job, okay? This can be seen in a professional or academic setting. Wow. Guys, these definitions, I'm telling you. And personal weakness, traits or habits that negatively impact an individual's behavior or interactions, such as procrastination, lack of confidence, or poor communication skills. Drop mic. So now we know something
new.
I'm
overwhelmed.
We know something new about weaknesses, which is they are in categories. This is exciting to me because now you get to pick one at a time, and you're not just like, oh, I'm a weak person. Now I know.
I am destined to fail.
It's a lot to overcome. I'm sorry. But yeah, physical, mental, emotional, functional, and personal. Wow. I'm telling you, I have a new book coming. But recognizing and understanding weaknesses is obviously important for your personal development, as it allows individuals to address, you know, areas to improve. If you came here specifically for how to address weaknesses in an interview, stick around because we are getting there. The big scary question of, hey, let's talk about your weaknesses. But wow, Tim, can you believe, have you ever thought about your weaknesses are divided into all these sections? Shoot.
Well, think about this. If people took more time to really understand, which is my, it's step two. We'll get into mine before we go into the interview question, because that's part's the easiest to handle.
Which
but
one?
Number two, handling it in the interview. So talk about that. But knowing all this stuff is so important. Like number two, showing self-awareness. Like we need to be aware that, like, hey, everyone has weaknesses, but a lot of people say I'm weak in these areas, and they don't basically kind of break it down and be like, oh, I have problems holding people accountable. Okay, well, why do I do that? Why does this happen? How is this impacting my team?
Well, and some people,
if I made this change, how would that positively impact it? How do I make this change? Most people don't take the time to do this. They literally stop at like the beginning of self-awareness. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just mm-hmm. like the introverted extroverted thing, right? Mm-hmm. They literally say, "Oh, I'm an introverted person." Okay? Well, all right. Okay.
Not understanding that actually having extroverted tendencies or characteristics is a skill set.
Exactly.
Like, everything's a skill set. So
anybody getting up to speak in front of 500 people, you gonna be scared, because I've done that. Okay. Yeah, I've been many times.
People, wow.
You actually talked about it a couple weeks ago. You're like, there's gonna be 100 people on this thing. You're like, do you still get scared? And I was like, no, I stopped being scared like 2 years ago. Right. But it's like,
well, I think we've turned fear and nervousness into excited.
Yeah.
Right? But Yeah, it's repetition and skill set on anything. And so the physical weakness, we know where the repetition needs to come in. But yeah, so what Tim is saying, you want to be very careful on what you are firmly identifying with. So I'm just bad at leading people. I'm just bad at communication. I can't connect with people. I just suck at hiring.
I just can't
interview well. I just struggle with marketing myself. Those are the things, right? Like, but if you know that,
no one's gonna know. If I put stuff out there about me being a sales leader on LinkedIn, no one's gonna care. No one's gonna like it. No one cares.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What do you think?
Meanwhile, are you ready? They'll sit there and watch a car get washed, okay, inside and out, sprayed, for 3 minutes and 30 seconds on TikTok. They will watch a full car detail at 10x speed, but they will not listen to you and your advice about what you've done for the past 20 years. You crazy.
It's the algorithm. Out of all these, Tim, I'm curious for you. So you got physical, mental, emotional, functional, personal. Where do you think that you have the most area of opportunity for improvement? I have a vote. He's my husband, obviously. So I'm like, I'm going to tell you.
You're taking away all those definitions.
Okay.
So I know which one you were going to say, but I'd say personal weaknesses. Because everyone could always improve on traits and habits. And those are the most important things.
Which one did you say I was going to do?
Traits and habits lead your life, right? They lead your life. They will determine your life. Having bad traits, bad habits will crush your life. Because what you do every single day determines the life you're going to have. And if you make a lot of poor decisions, what do you think is going to happen? Okay. So, hey, let's get into mine real quick.
Hang on. I got to know which one you thought I was going to choose.
Emotional weakness, probably.
No. I think you're very good in the emotional. Mental. I think your cognitive functions could improve.
I don't have no mental weakness.
Sure. Difficulty concentrating.
That's just with you.
Oh.
That's just on the husband part. With the team, I'm totally good.
Okay. So, but I think you're very emotionally resilient. And I would venture to say, guys, I'm just going to let you know, after working with thousands of corporate leaders, this emotional part,
the killer.
An ability to remain resilient amongst, you know, resilient despite of life's, I can't talk, remaining resilient despite life's circumstances and really being able to stay emotionally regulated is the number one killer in corporate America in terms of success. I mean, it just, would you agree?
And it's always this. It's when I get here. You got to be this before you get there. That's what people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, here's how to handle this in an interview. There is many steps. We're going to go through five. Number one, be honest, but be strategic. So if you're asked in an interview, like, what are your weaknesses? Hey, I'm just going to give you my opinion. If you hire people, I think this is the dumbest interview question you could ever ask someone. I really do.
Do you feel like people ask this question a lot?
I feel like here's what most HR departments and decision makers do. They haven't went through formal interview training. So before an interview, here's what they do. They go on Indeed and they say, what are these questions I should ask someone? With absolutely no graded scale, et cetera, I'm going to ask him these questions. Yeah. Okay. And I don't even have a grading scale. That's a whole interview or podcast series.
We need to put that on the podcast.
Yeah. So, you know, people don't know what they're doing on interviews, but hey, that ain't their problem. That's your problem, right? So it's your job to handle these interviews, right? And don't think just because you're talking to a CEO that they're sharp, right? Because who were the CEOs before they became a CEO? It was a sales guy. It was an ops guy who just you know, made the right decisions as they moved up, you know?
Do you think, now, so if somebody says, tell me about your weaknesses, I used to think a good one for that would be actually to pick one that tricks people, like, oh, actually, I'm a perfectionist, so, and
that's
my downfall.
We're getting into number one. Oh, no, we're getting into it. Choose, so here's what you do. Be honest, but be strategic. This is step one. So select a real weakness. Here, but follow me for a sec. Choose a genuine area where you think you have room for improvement. But caveat, that is not a critical skill for the job.
Not critical skill. Let's pause here. Let's make sure that the weakness you are sharing does not undermine your ability to perform in the role. Do we have an example of that?
Yes, we do. You're in a very busy role where they say they need a seasoned leader, they need a doer and a leader, and it's going to be very demanding. You probably don't want to bring up how you're a procrastinator and you have trouble managing your time. That's probably not the best thing, okay? It's probably not the best thing where you're a software development leader, okay? And you know you ain't going to be coding the next project, but they're asking you for... Right, you probably don't want to say that you have minimal experience from the whole system that they're. I mean, you gotta, you know, I'm gonna say use common sense, but again, let's use the word strategic. Okay, so
how, and can you work into that so the area of improvement, but also take it a step further of like what you're actively doing. And the example I pulled was
So number one, be honest but be strategic. Number two, self-awareness. Clearly state your weakness, provide a brief overview to illustrate it. I'll give you one example, right? One area I've been working on is my tendency to be overly detail-orientated. Would you say that that's maybe one of yours? Is that a bad thing? You know, I wouldn't say it's like a bad thing. For you, it's like, no, I want stuff done a very specific way so I can make sure that it's done
right.
I'm
actually implementing a policy right now about over-detailed communications, et cetera. I do believe that that can slow a person and a team down.
Yeah.
I've struggled with it. I have team members that struggle with it. But I would take that person any day over somebody that gives me no detail. So it's a very fine line for me. But
yeah. This is your go-to one every single time, okay? Because it won't probably hurt you, okay? So what I would do is one area, so show self-awareness. So we're literally answering the question, hey, Christina, I'm a person that knows personal development, self-development is like key. It's the only way you get better in life, right? I try to make it a goal of mine every single day to at least inject 15 to 30 minutes of a book, an audio podcast, but hey, I only get it done, you know, 3 or 4 times a week, but it's something I'm improving on because I know it's so, see what I mean? So it's like, it's showing that could be one where you're like, hey, I'm committed daily to self-development, but some days I miss it. I don't think anyone's going to hold that against you. If anything, it's probably going to make them feel bad. They're going to be like, man, I haven't read a book in 4 months. Man, we need to hire this person. He reads books. Hey, highlight steps taken to improve. Discuss specific steps you've taken to address. Hey, because I haven't done that, Christina, recently I got this, what do we do here? We got this board, right? And we laminated a sheet outside my office. So now I make sure every day that I do the thing that I need to do with the checkbox. So hey, number three, highlight steps you've taken to improve. Okay. For your example, it could have been, I've recognized the need to balance attention to detail with the bigger picture. To address this, I've implemented regular team reviews and delegated more to ensure broader oversight. Then you don't have to be the person overseeing every single project and every little thing.
Okay.
Connect to growth.
It'd be tricky for people trying to answer on the fly, not practicing for this. Ooh, so you better go on over to
execupgrades.com/podcast
to book your call and learn about how to get certified on how to do these interviews and how to handle these on the fly, because most people don't.
Most people don't. They don't know how to introduce themselves. They don't know how to answer what are your salary expectations, which, by the way, go follow me on YouTube at Tim Madden Exec Upgrades. We have a new YouTube video dropping tomorrow talking about how to handle these salary questions, because here's the reality. And then I'll go through 4 and 5, okay? If you get paid too much money, you have been in corporate America too long, you do not have a slack of rope. If you the CEO of the company, when you go into the company, you better perform immediately, or the board, the private equity company, the CEO, he's going to boot you out. You don't have time to get spun up. So, you know, so you can't mess up these interview questions. So you need to have a framework.
Practice
before the event.
And we don't practice on the interviews. We don't practice on interviews.
We don't practice in the interview.
You're practicing all of this before an interview.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because
you won't get the job. If you
number
practice.
Four, connect to growth, describe how our efforts have led to improvement. Hey, since I got that board on my office now, I always make sure I do the thing, right? I needed a daily reminder, and because of that, it's helped me.
You're welcome.
Yep. Ensure your chosen weakness does not undermine your suitability for the executive role. Okay. So here's what we're, so number one, be honest, be strategic, show self-awareness, highlight steps taken to improve, connect to growth, relate to the role. Okay. These are things that you need to do. You better have an analogy. You better have something. Use my book one. Use too overly detailed, right? Use something that's not critical for the job, right? You know, I have problems connecting with people on my team. It's probably not one you want to say. Okay.
Do we have anybody sharing specific weaknesses over here?
I don't think so. No.
No.
We don't. They don't have any because they went through our interview certification program and they already know how to answer it. And they know that it's maybe a weakness, but they're all working on it.
Okay.
All the listeners are working on it right now because they've been with us for 132 episodes. Okay. They're all going to be...
So
they're all in their dream job right now.
Physically strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong, functionally strong, and personally strong.
Yes. You need to know how to answer these questions. And just like Christina, we can't talk about the severity of not knowing how to introduce yourself on the interview, how to answer some of these questions, right? And how to really take control of the interview. And then how to lock down next steps, really the six phases of the interview that we teach.
Well, and I got to tell you guys, the reason, okay, I'm going to touch on this emotional weakness thing. So, what?
He said, don't lean over here because I can't hear you.
So you or me? Okay.
Okay, go.
Testing.
We are good.
Okay.
We are good.
The reason I bring up, I'm going to touch on this emotional weakness thing again, because here's what happens before an interview, okay? So if we're talking about the interview situation specifically, the circumstance in your life, I got an interview. Okay, that's a fact. If your thought about the interview is, I'm not good enough, are they going to like me, I'm not even excited about this, this sucks, whatever, I don't like the CEO, I don't like whatever. Whatever your thoughts are, it generates an emotion. You cannot escape this, okay? Your thoughts generate emotions, whether positive or negative. So these thoughts that you're in are going to send you into likely anxiety, if I had to guess on the emotional spectrum.
Well, we're going to go. But do this one.
You crack me up.
Do this one. Do failed preparation. Let's focus on that. Because that is a fear that I think everybody has as they're approaching the interview. Okay? Or maybe that they don't have a plan and that's their fearful thought. Like, oh my God, I don't have a plan for this interview. I don't have a plan.
Unfortunately, Tim, most people aren't even thinking or caring about a plan. They're stuck on, am I good enough? Am I worthy? Am I going to fail?
Yeah.
These are the thoughts. You think that it might be, I'm underprepared. I'm, you know, but that's...
They're just all in their head.
Uncover it, and it's, am I good enough? Can I actually do this? This is what I hear every week. Either way, plug a thought in that you know you're having prior to an interview. I'll slow it down here for a second. What are the thoughts that you're thinking prior to an interview? Have you guys actually had a thought like, wow, I'm perfect for this opportunity. I love the mission and core values at this company. I'm going to absolutely crush this. I wish that people thought that. But if I did, I also wouldn't have a business. So my guess is, and it does make me sad sometimes, that I know that that's not, people don't default to positive. They don't default to excited. They default to scared. And unworthy. So anyway, if you're in that negative thought cycle, you land in this negative emotional state, which then begins to dictate, again, I can't stress enough, you can't escape this. It will then begin to dictate your actions. And your actions in an interview could be everything from your body language to your ability to communicate, to your ability to handle these questions on the fly, your ability to, you know, your IQ literally drops when you're in these heightened emotional states. So you can just imagine you're all over the place. I know you guys have experienced this. You sign off Zoom or walk out of the room or whatever, and you're like, oh, I wish I would have said this. Can't believe I said this. Da, 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 da. Whatever. So the solution to this is you've got to start generating some positive thoughts before the interview. And some of you are probably thinking, man, Christina, this sounds really cheesy, but this will literally save you, okay, if you practice this. So some of the thoughts could look like, I'm open to new opportunity. We could just start there because that's a great neutral thought. Because you guys could all probably agree, like, you could get open to it. You may not fully believe you're worthy in an instant, you know, because that's childhood stuff. But you can get open. You can get, you know, to neutral.
The hardest thing, though, why it's even hard for people to do that, and we've talked about this a lot, so while we're talking about this, let's talk about that, is why people struggle with this so much is because they lack self-confidence. And that is because why, Christina? Why do most people lack self-confidence?
Because they don't keep their promises to themselves.
Because they don't keep the promises to themselves. So I would further say, if you're in a job search right now and you are feeling the self-confidence and everything that Christina's talking about, hey, another rule for you before you get to this step is no matter what you say you're going to do, you make sure you do that. If you say you're going to take the trash out tonight at 6 o'clock, do that. If you say you're going to get up tomorrow to set time, do that. If you say you're not going to drink with your buddies on Friday, do that. It is very critically important.
Because your subconscious brain is taking notes. Mm-hmm. Your brain is watching you. And so every time you feed your brain that you're not going to do the things, then you lose trust in
yourself.
You can't. You can no longer trust yourself, which then means you're not going to be able to create new thoughts or new realities or opportunities because you're out of integrity with yourself.
Exactly. So right. Even if you're trying to poke those thoughts in, deep down, you're like, man, I can't trust myself anyway.
This is why I throw out neutral thoughts instead of, because on the thought spectrum, you can't, when you're in a negative place, you can't immediately believe positive thoughts on the positive end of the thought spectrum. That's why I'm choosing neutral thoughts, which most people can get aligned with, which is, I can get open to something new. I could probably get excited that the CEO used to work at somewhere that you like, a football mm-hmm. team, whatever it is. Like, there's little things that you can find that can bring you into a neutral, semi-excited, open place, which then keeps the emotions under control. I really feel like I could talk on this topic forever expertly because I've really literally dedicated the last 5 years, probably longer, really, really dialing it in the last 5 years to this topic and practicing it myself. I'm committed every morning. I literally start plugging in thoughts. And what happens is you start to realize how out of control your brain actually is, which is wild. But so this emotional weakness part, you got to work on that. The personal weakness is the thing that Tim's talking about, which is your traits and your habits, okay, that could have negative impact on your behavior.
And the reason we're talking about all these, okay, right now is because they impact who cares what your weaknesses are. Everyone has them. But how are you thinking about yourself?
Yeah, and then
you know, how are you positioning yourself? Because if you don't have the rest of this stuff, it's kind of like the strategy, right? Everyone's like, Tim, tell me exactly what to say on an interview. Mm. Well, if you don't believe you're qualified deep down, because here's the one thing that's going to sell you in an interview more than anything is conviction. Does that person on the other side of the Zoom, the other side of the table, the other side of the phone call, right? Do they feel that you can help solve their problems, lead their team or whatever, right? So do you have that conviction? Because if you don't do all the things that Christina and I are saying, it's not going to matter what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So even Tony Robbins says, hey, what you say, of course, it's important. How you say it, tremendously more important. Oh, yeah, I can help you. Hey, I can absolutely help you. I did XYZ at my last company, and we did this, and we did this. Hey, let's get started. I'm the person who can come in and do the thing.
Well, okay? And everybody listening on this podcast can certainly agree that you can't really fake confidence in this.
Can.
I mean, I really thought, I used to think you could, but you can't. And so again, in the anxious emotional state, you might think you're answering these questions, appropriately, but it's your confidence, your energy, your conviction.
You need to know the framework, right? And that's what we've given you today. And that's a good step in your arsenal. But these other steps are probably more vital. What else?
So what are some things we'll leave the people with some, let's get a little vulnerable. What are we going to leave here working on, leaving the podcast today after thinking about weaknesses? I know I can definitely it's crazy because most people probably be like, oh my God, Christina, you maximize every minute of your day. But I want to get even better at time management, which means limiting some of my own personal distractions. And there's certainly some functional weaknesses that I would like to be extra committed to in my, because I'm the head of our fulfillment here at ECU and also responsible for people and culture. And as we're growing and scaling, certainly that's a time where I'm being stretched in my skill set, right? So might have managed 10, 15, 20 people, but now 30, 40, 50, 60, I've never done that. And so I'm excited to learn more on a functional level on how to do that in a larger organization. So time management, some functional skills in my job, certainly could add some resistance training to become stronger. What about you, Tim? And then...
Yeah. So first we're going to go to Victor. Victor, great news. I am glad you asked. Thank you so much. Victor asks, hey, yo, is there an audible version of Discipline Equals Dream Job? Well, actually, Victor, there will be. We are shooting that when? June 7th. Yep, Victor, we are shooting the Discipline Equals Dream Job. We're actually going to do something cool. It's going to be, we're going to have a video segment where, hey, a lot of people I follow, they have a video segment and an Audible one. So we'll be providing those options, but it will be up on Audible probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we're super excited about that. So it's going to be never before released content because obviously, no matter how many times you finalize a book, you always say, man, I wish I'd have put this in it. I wish I'd have put that in it. And there's so many things. I wish I'd have changed it and worded it a different
way. He's just mad mine spanked his in launch time.
So, hey, I'm just really excited to record this Audible book of it because there's so many things that were left out. So it's going to be an extended version. So, Victor, it is coming soon. Number two, hey, what is Tim Madden working on, right? Functional stuff mainly. Hey, I'm doing pretty well in the habits and the traits and the mental adversity, resiliency. There's always times to improve, but I made some massive, we both have massive transformations inside the past couple of years. My thing is
tough,
you know, the social media thing. Because, you know, one of our mentors says, how are you going to overcome something in your life, right? And not tell more people how you did it. Mm-hmm. So we've helped a lot of people, but one of my aims is, you know, definitely, hey, go to my YouTube channel, Tim Madden at Exec Upgrades, right? We're going to be, you know, putting out a lot of content this year because it's one of those things is, so my thing, what I'm struggling with is just making sure to set aside time every single day when everything's important and you know what I mean. How do you prioritize this? Because I do know you selfish if you don't put it out there. So that's one
duty.
Thing.
Duty.
Yeah, it's a duty because I just remember. And it was a long time ago, right? In 2012. It was a very bad time in my life. It's very bad. Very, very bad. When you don't know how to do something like get the next job, and when it's super frustrating when you've had a successful career like most of you have had, you know, you got your degrees or you don't have your degrees, but you got your accomplishments, you've worked hard, you've done the right things, right? You've have moral, you know, you've taken the time to invest in yourself in many ways. It's very frustrating when you go out there and you're like, what am I doing wrong? There was a period in my life for 9 months where I didn't know how to get on an interview. I didn't know what to say on those interviews. And it was just, it was a very bad time. Unfortunately, we weren't married at the time and I didn't have children. So I didn't have the financial aspect because I could only imagine like if we were married and, you know, I'm just speaking for myself here. How depressed I would have been. And man, I'm going to try not to get emotional right now. So let's stop talking about this. But I can only imagine
what
other people go through. Kidding. So, hey, well, one of my things is we're committed, both of us, right, to putting a lot more out there on the internet. So follow us. Hey, follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on Instagram.
Can we stop? I actually do want you to talk about that for a second because a lot of the people that we talk to are depressed and in tears on our.
Because they high performers.
Okay, but let's talk about this for a second. Okay so you're a man.
It doesn't matter.
Hang on.
If you're a
but
man
you're
or
a man.
Woman. I'm a man.
Don't do this. I won't be able to stop laughing if he gets me going. You're a man, and you didn't even go through this. You said you weren't married. You didn't have kids.
Yeah.
So you can only just imagine. But what would you say to the men out there? Because we have them in our community. We talk to them every day. The men out there that are... They can't even look their spouse in the eyes. They feel like they're letting their kids down. They've let everybody down. They've dipped into savings. There's high pressure, and you're depressed. I mean, what would you really say to them? I mean, outside of course getting
thing.
Help with us.
That was
but
that's the only solution. That is the only freaking
to get
solution.
Help.
It's the only solution. It's like being, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go here. It's like being a drug addict and saying, you know, I'm just gonna
so staying in a
I'm
victim.
Just gonna plow through it and get clean and change nothing. Like, I'm sorry, how dumb does that sound? How are you gonna quit gambling and keep going to the casino? It's impossible. You need someone there. Everybody needs someone. Mm-hmm. And jokingly, I always remember this. Me and Derek talk about this all the time. Even Jesus had a team of disciples. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't do, listen, at your next company, are you going to do everything alone? You going to be the COO and do everything alone? Or are you probably going to have to rely on people?
Yeah, and why would you?
All of you on this are going to have to rely on people. Oh, I'm an individual contributor. I don't care. You relying on somebody.
So the best way out of depression, confusion, and uncertainty is getting help and winning.
Not only that.
Getting results.
It's getting help and being around people that are on the same journey. There's a reason why, I'm sorry, there's a reason why runners run together and they talk about the challenges and the mindsets that they have to do. There's why professional athletes and bodybuilders, why do you think there's all these groups, right? And communities. So the best thing you can do, no matter, and it's not just for your career, it's anything you're struggling in life, man, get help from someone, do your research, get help. And then number two, be around a community of other people. If you do that and you put forth the effort, you will achieve the thing. But yes, doing it alone, don't do that. I've already done it. It just adds depression, anxiety, and I'm so dang freaking hard on myself still to this day. So when you're really failing, you're super feeling bad about yourself. It's the worst feeling ever.
So it's like, and then if you get more rejection and more rejection and more rejection and failed interviews, I mean, it's kind of like just, if you don't get help, it's kind of like just hoping and praying that the problem goes away, and it's not going to.
Yeah.
Because some
you
of you
have to confront your problems, and that's a very difficult thing to do. You know, especially when you think you're a top performer, it's really hard to confront your problems and be like, man, I'm the problem, because you never want to be the problem. You know, you always want to blame it on. It's the hiring system. You ready? It's the hiring system. People just don't want to hire military veterans. I just got back from combat. You know, these were things going through my head, and I'm looking back and I'm thinking
back.
Because
you just didn't know.
I just didn't know, man. Yeah. So that's why everyone comes to us and they're saying things like, man, I'm too old. I never got my MBA, because they're looking for something to blame. Mm-hmm. And it's really, the blame shouldn't be on the thing, and it shouldn't be on you, and it shouldn't be on the company. Mm-hmm. The blame is just, you don't know how to do the thing. You
and,
don't
and
have
actually,
the framework.
And actually there's some freedom in that, because
you can give that to something else.
And you can fix it.
Yes, and you can fix it. But so many people are stuck in, it's me. And they just live in that. Mm. And the depressing thing is, the more you live in that,
the more you're proving it, and
the more you're proving it, the harder it is to overcome.
Just like the longer you're a drug addict. Yeah.
Hey, you a drug addict for 90 days is going to be a lot easier to get clean than 15 years.
These negative thoughts that I'm talking about, they're highly addictive, literally, chemically, in your body. Because you're getting a lot of like hormonal release during an emotional state. You know, you've felt it. Your cortisol goes up. Your heart's racing. Your heart's pounding. Your body gets addicted to that. So if nothing else motivates you around changing your emotional state, it would be that you certainly don't want your body addicted to those chemicals. It's quite the little habit to break.
But the good news is this.
I do have my 1 o'clock mindset session.
We're going to wrap up. But hey, I just want to wrap up with this. Here's the good news. We are here to help you. So go on over to execupgrades.podcast. You'd be crazy to do this alone, because here's why. There's high-level people out there that you're competing with that have your exact background, and they have coaches as well through different people.
And they likely are stronger in each one of these areas, and you just need to get stronger.
You just need
to
get stronger.
So their functional skills are stronger. Their emotional skills are likely stronger.
They got a little bit more self-confidence.
You got some competition.
Yeah, hey, we could talk about this all day. Until next week, hey, hopefully, I know this helped you, right? You may need to go back and listen to this podcast. Hey, check out our podcast on Apple. And do me a favor. Hey, I forgot to say this at the beginning. Hey, if you got value out of this episode, go leave us a 5-star review, because that's the only way we can be a top 100
podcast.
That's
the only way we get paid. No, I'm just kidding.
We ain't even trying to get paid. We just trying to get the message out so you don't to deal with I
dealt
with
this.
Are
we going to do the Shy to Sure podcast next week? Because that's
question.
We were off to a good start.
I can't say it because I don't know if we have guests or whatnot. So stay tuned for next week, and we will keep you updated. Until then, have a great day. And if you need help in your career, go to execupgrades.com/podcast. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.